Okay. Daf Beis. Hilarious. Up the back. Everybody got it? Okay, so hoiros is to do, comes from the word lahoiros, to teach. So what happened is, this is to do with a situation where the Beis Din taught everybody something and they made a mistake. So what happens? So in Chumash it says that if from the eyes of the congregation something was done by accident, so the eyes of the congregation is the Sanhedrin, the the elders, the rabbis. That means they made a mistake. So there's a thing called a par helam. So the korban, they have to bring a sacrifice. So it's not the usual. If an individual does a sin, which is a chi of kares, and he does it by accident, he has to bring a korban chatos, regular individual chatos. If it's the the Beis Din taught something wrong, then they bring a different type of korban called a bull. A par helam dover shel tzibur. It's a bull, which is where the whole tzibur, based on what the Beis Din taught them, they got it wrong. So the exact parameters of what they did and who did what, and do they have to bring it and others bring it as well, or whatever, who brings it, does the tzibur bring it, to the Beis Din bring it, all of those types of questions is what this Masechta is about. So the Mishnah starts as follows. Hoiru Beis Din lav.
But who decides that they were wrong?
No, they realized afterwards that they were wrong. Yeah, well, there's no one else's. Yeah. Some people, when they make a mistake, are able to admit their mistakes. Yeah, you're right, it's very unusual. Okay. Beis Din taught to transgress on one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So, for example, the Rashi brings, they taught that you're allowed to eat chalev or dam, the forbidden fats or the blood. So it's a chi of kares, and for some reason they taught that it's permitted. So people believed them because they're the Sanhedrin. And so an individual then went and he did this. He transgressed that avera by accident based on what they said. We'll see later on. The Gemara is going to be medayik about the osa shrega galpihem words, but let's just translate simply at the moment. He mistakenly did this thing, alpihem, based on their words that they said it was permitted. Whether they themselves did it and he was just doing it with them, that means the Beis Din themselves went and had a suda full of chalev and he just also patuk. Or they did it and he followed their lead and did it by himself, not together with them, but after them. Or ben shaloyasu va'asa. Even if they didn't do it themselves, but they taught that it's permitted to do, in all of those cases, potter, the individual is exempt from a normal korban chatos mipnei shatala beBeis Din, because he was relying on Beis Din's psak, and therefore he's not even required to bring a korban chatos.
But the person realizes they're wrong, and he doesn't.
So it depends who the person is. The Mishnah continues. Hayru Beis Din. If Beis Din taught v'yada echad mehen sheta'u, let's say one member of the Sanhedrin, so the Sanhedrin, it could have been 23, it could have been 71, whatever it was, yeah? So the 70 rabbis said something, and one of them knew that they were wrong, but he sort of went with the flow. What was he supposed to do? Yeah?
No, but person outside.
One second. Oh, no, a normal average person is, doesn't matter. Yeah, how can you say I know when the Beis Din doesn't know? It has to be a person who's at the level where he would know better. So it's either one of the Sanhedrin themselves, or someone who's not a member of the Sanhedrin. He's still what you would call a Talmud, a student, but he is ra'i lahi ra'a. He is suitable. He is fitting. There's probably more over here. No, there's one more over here. But he's somebody who is fitting for it to teach. So someone who's on that level, either he's mamish a member of the Sanhedrin, or he could be, he's good enough that he could be, then he knew that they were wrong. And he went and he did because they said, so he did it. He thought they were wrong, but he thought, well, they said it, I'm doing it. In this case, whether they did it all together and he did it with them, Bein she'asu va'asachreim, or they did it and he did it after them. Bein she'loyasu, or if they didn't do it va'asa and he did it, harezechayim. In this case, since this guy knew they were wrong, and he is of a standard where he knows that he's right. He's not just, oh, I don't agree with the rabbi. It was somebody who's really at the level where he knew he knew for sure that they were wrong. Then he is chayiv if he went and listened to them. Because he shouldn't have listened to them, because he should have known whatever. So therefore, it's his personal accountability. So he's chayiv. The Gemara is going to ask that it should be considered mezid if he knew they were wrong. So why is he bringing a korban chatas altogether? Because he don't bring a korban if it's bemezid. But we'll come to that. Because he wasn't relying on Bezdin, because he knew they were wrong. Now the rule is, one who relies on himself and does one of these averis is obligated to bring a korban chatos. One who is relying on the words of the Bezdin is potter, he is exempt from the korban chatos. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Now, lots of different details to go across in this. First of all, when Beis Din teach that it's permitted to eat chalev, what exactly do they have to say? At what point, what sort of a psak do they have to say in order for a person to be exempt from the korban chatos? It's Amar Shmuel, lo'elam ein Beis Din chayovin, and oh, I guess the flip side is that the individual is exempt and the Beis Din are obligated to bring this special bull chatos, which is only when Beis Din makes a mistake. When is it so? They have to say the words, you are permitted. Once Beis Din announced, they gave a clap on the bima and they said, you are permitted. Then, and someone went and did it, then it's Beis Din's problem, not their problem. Rav Dimi min Ahadoy Yomar, one more word. They have to tell them you are permitted to do it. They've got to use the word to do, to eat, it doesn't mean necessarily the verb to do, but they have to actually say permitted what? You're permitted to eat, you're permitted to this, whatever the particular avera is, they have to say explicitly, you're permitted to eat that, you're permitted to marry that lady, whatever the thing is that they made the mistake on, they have to mamish express clearly exactly what it is that is permitted, otherwise it's not considered a full decision of the Beis Din, and therefore the rules doesn't apply.
This is only applied to something permitted, which is really forbidden.
Yeah, that's right. When they said it was permitted, vice versa. If they forbid something that's permitted, then well, big deal. So you didn't do something that you thought you could. You thought you weren't allowed to.
They may cause damages.
Yeah, okay, but this doesn't apply to that. This applies only to something that was forbidden, which they said is permitted.
So if there's a hatcher on something, that's mutter lasses.
But if it comes out of a Beis Din?
Yeah, well, presumably.
So when they write on it, it's Hechsher, it doesn't say Mutter there at all.
It doesn't say Mutter Lasses, but
doesn't even say Mutter.
That.
Yeah, I think the point is it has to be explicit, not implied. Also, we'll talk about more details later, but if they give a Hechsher on something and they made a mistake, what was the mistake? That there was an ingredient in there that they didn't know about. That's not the same thing. This would be if they paskin that you're allowed to that you know, your blood is permitted, and this food has blood in it, and therefore that's why they gave that heter. But if they just made a mistake and they didn't know there was gelatin in there or something, that doesn't make a difference. But also don't forget it has to be a chiv koris. So most inyonim of kashrus, unless there's blood in there or something, are not going to be a chiv koris anyway. They're going to be a lois asay of some kind. Okay, so Rav Dimi says you have to say lasa, it's the actual verb, what you're allowed to do. My timer, why is it so? The fishla nigmara hayra, because the teaching, the hayra, this teaching, is not finished. Until they actually say what it is you can do, they haven't finished. Omar Abaya, so Abaya says, afana nami tanina. We've also got a Mishnah that backs up this view. The Mishnah's later on, we're going to learn. Chazal Iri, we have a dinner called a zokin mamri. So this is the flip side. This is the situation where the Beis Din all decide something, and you have one guy who refuses to accept the word of all the rest of the Sanhedrin. So he's a rebellious elder. That's what he's called, a Zokin Mamri. So they all say one thing, and he says the other. So he's allowed to debate with them, but when it comes to the actual decision, he has to accept their decision. So what happens if he doesn't accept their decision? So it's actually pretty extreme. If he carries through to the end, he's actually got a death penalty coming. But what happens if Chazal Eiroi, So he was up with the Sanhedrin having this argument, and he went back home to his town, Shina or Shana Velimed Kedarech Shalimed. And he taught the same way he always did. He didn't accept their words, and he taught according to what he thinks. So then it's Potter. Even though he taught the thing that they all told him he's wrong, and he disagreed, he's Potter. But Hora Lasois, but if he told them to go ahead and do it, that's different. So if he was teaching it in a hypothetical, you know, he was teaching the class and he said, I'm right, they're wrong, then he doesn't get death penalty. But if he says, go ahead and eat that, and he tells them a psak lahalacha, go, you are permitted to go and eat, then he's chayiv. So we see there's a difference between, if you just hypothetical, it's permitted, versus permitted to eat. Then that's more definitive, and that's the end of the hayra.
Is he allowed to tell some bodies that he disagree with that court?
He can tell them, but he can't paskin against them. He can say whatever he wants. It's a free country. But he can't paskin against them. That's what we're saying here. Yeah. So if you paskin, someone comes and asks him a shayla, and he says, yes, you can go and eat it, then he's not allowed to do that.
No, but it's a Lashon Hora to say about some...
Lashon Hora is different, but we're talking about from the din of Zokin Mamre. Is it the right thing to do? Probably not. But from a din of a Zokin Mamre, it's only if he paskins to go and do it. Omar Rab Abba says, Afanana mitanina, I can prove it also from another Mishnah. The other Mishnah says, Hayru lo bezdin lehinose. Let's say there was a woman who, like we learned in the end of... when do we learn it? In Yevamos? If a woman needs to get married. So she goes to Bezdin and she says her husband died, she got to get whatever it was. And there was a case there, she wasn't sure if he's allowed to remarry. And Bezdin told her, yes, you're permitted to get married. But what happened was, she took that as a bit step further, v'holcha v'kilkala. She went and was mizana. She went and had an affair. She didn't get married. So Bezdin told, what happened was, she thought her husband was dead, let's say. Bezdin paskined, okay, you're allowed to go and get married. Instead of going married, she went and had a one-night stand. So then, she didn't listen to what Bezdin told her. She did her own thing. Basically, she extrapolated, you know, I can do that too, because my husband's dead. And then comes along the husband and says, I'm not dead. Yeah, so in this case, she's chayeves bekarbon. She's obligated, even though she did it according to the teaching of Bezdin. She is responsible for a carbon. Because they told her, go and get married. They didn't tell her, go and be mizana. Yeah, so if she would have listened to exactly the hayra that they gave her with the right verb, get married, then it would have been okay. Well, she would have been off the hook anyway. But if she doesn't listen, if she doesn't take the verb that they gave her and she does something else, then it's not considered relying on Bezdin, and therefore she's obligated. So therefore, same thing. Yes, that there has to be a clear, direct psak of exactly what it is that they're permitted to do. Omer Ravina, Afanana Matina. Ravina brings another Mishnah that teaches us a similar thing. That if Bezdin taught to transgress, that they told you to go and transgress any one of the mitzvahs. The Sulay media, that's the final word, to prove that, yes, it has to be that they teach you what to do. They tell you exactly what you're allowed to do, beferish, then that's considered a hayra, and if a person did al pihem, he will be exempt. So that's version one of the discussion between Shmuel and Rav Dimi, and according to that, the conclusion is that Rav Dimi is correct. But we have an Ika Diyamri, we have another version of the story, that it was the other way around. That Omar Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who said, Ein Bezdin Chayovin, Ad Sheyemru Lehem Mutarim Atem Lasois. The Bezdin are only obligated when they say Lasois. So Shmuel in this version is the one who says Lasois. And Avdimi Min Ahadoi, Omar Afilu Mutarim Atem Nigmaru Hayra. And it's the other way around. This version of the story just simply swaps who said what. Rav Dimi is now the one who says it doesn't need to say what to do. All, as long as they say the word permitted, it doesn't matter if they don't say what's permitted. And now all of these things that were a proof for Rav Dimi are going to now be a kasha on Rav Dimi, of course. As Amar Abaya, how can you say that, Rav Dimi? The Mishnah doesn't say that. The same Mishnahs that we just quoted. Chazal Eiro, the Zokin Mamre, went back to his city. Vishana Limit, Kederash Limit. If he taught the way he taught, is Potter. Only if he taught to go and do, then he's chayiv. So that's not like Rav Dimi, who says mutari matem is nigmar hayra. Amar Rababa, v'ha leitnan hachi. We don't learn like you, Rav Dimi. We learn that if the Bezdin told her to get married, and she went and had znus, even though they said the words mutarata, but she did, or at, I guess, but they didn't say what. If they didn't say what, then she would be, it wouldn't count. So therefore we see that they have to say exactly what it was. We don't say like you, Rav Dimi. We say Hayru Bezdin Lavra Kolachas Mrs. Amos Betaira. Midi, and that's it. So Rav Dimi, so in the first, so the difference between the two versions is simply who said what, and therefore, either way, all of these Amaroim are proving that the halacha is like whoever it was who said that they have to, Bezdin has to say exactly what it is that you're permitted to do, and then when the person went and did Alpihem, then that person will be exempt and Bezdin will be on the hook. Okay, two dots. Now, the Mishnah continued. So what happened? Bezdin made this announcement that this is permitted to do. Go and eat the blood. V'halach ha-yachid, an individual hearing this, went, v'asa shegel p'yam, and he went and did according to their words. So the Gemara asked this funny expression. Asa shegel p'yam, he did by accident according to their words. What do you mean by accident? Well, it wasn't an accident. He was doing it because he thought you're allowed to, because they told him. So what do you mean he did by accident according to their words? The words, it's a funny expression. So the Gemara says, V'asalpiyim. It should just say, Bezdin Paskin, and he did based on their words. Shogeg Lomoli. What do you mean shogeg? The shogeg usually applies when a person does something by accident. He thought he was doing something else. So for example, he's got a piece of kosher fats. That's usually not called shogeg. In Sanhedrin, we learned that it's either whether it's oinus or korav lemezid, but it's not shogeg. Omer mutter is generally not shogeg. Omer mutter is either considered oinus or is considered mezid. A normal case of shogeg is that he's got a piece of fat in front of him, and he thought it was a permitted piece, and he ate it, and then he found out that it wasn't. Yeah, that's a normal case of an accident. He thought he was doing something different. But if the rabbi tells you he's allowed to eat it, and he ate it, he didn't do it by accident. He ate it on purpose. He's only doing it because the rabbi told him to. So why does the Mishnah put the word shogeg? It's enough to just say he did it according to their teaching. There's Amar Rava. So Rava says, shogeg is la'asuya. Shogeg is coming to include the case. Hayru bezdin shechelev mutter. When Bezdin taught that it's permitted to eat chelev. And then not only did he think that was the truth, but nischalif lechelev b'shumen. In addition to that, there was also a shogeg that there was a piece of chelev and he thought it was shumen. He thought it was permitted fats and it was really not permitted fats. V'ochlei. And then he ate it. So there's two different things going here. So he's potter in that case as well. Because even though normally he would be chayiv in that case, but because he thought that the chelev was mutter anyway, then even in that case, he's potter. Because Al-Piyam is... So that's the case of Shogeg. And the case of Al-Piyam is two different cases, means Al-Piyam Mamish. In other words, normally, when a person does it by accident, even though you might say he's not accountable, nevertheless, he has to bring a korban chatos. In this case, when he did it by accident, since even if he would have known that this was Chelev, he would have eaten it anyway. Yeah. So then he's potter from the chatos, even though he thought it was Shuman and ate Chelev, because it's still... The fact that he thought that Chela was permitted because Bezdin told him overrides all other considerations, and in either case he's going to be exempt. And that's why Dafka says Shegel PM, even if he ate Chela thinking it was Shulman, he's also exempt from the Chatos. That's one version. V'ika diyamri, Omar Rava, and some say that Rava said on the contrary. Why does it say Shegel PM? Because Shegel PM who the potter. He's only exempt when the only mistake he made was that he believed them. So it's his shkoga, his mistake was to listen to them. But if he thought it was permitted fats, he thought it was shuman, and it turned out to be chelev, because that is not a case of him eating it because of Bezdin. He ate it anyway. He thought it was something else entirely. So you can't say that he was eating it because Bezdin taught him the wrong thing. He was eating it because he didn't even think that was that thing. So therefore, that's exactly the opposite of what we just said. So in one version, it's coming to teach you that even in the case where he thought it was Shuman and Chelev, he is Potter. And in the other, Ikadiyamri, it's on the contrary. It's telling you that Dafka, in that case, he is Chayiv. Okay. Now, according to this version, Milsa de Pshitale de Rava, this statement, which Rava said it as a statement, that it was obvious to him, it was clear to him, Kamiboyale de Rami Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama asked this as a question. What happens? The boy Rabbi Bar Chama asked the question. Hey, Rabbi Zin Chelav Mutar. Bezin taught Chelav is permitted. Then his Chalav like Chelav is Shuman. But then he went and he thought something was Shuman and he ate it when it was really Chelav. V'achle Mahu. Is that considered relying on Bezdin? Or is it considered that he made a mistake because he thought it was something else? And is he chayav a carbon or is not chayav a carbon? There's Omar Rava. So Rav Dimi had it as Rav Chama. Rav Chama has a question. Rava has it as an answer. Omar Rava Toshma. Holach Yachid was a Shayigal PM. Is Shayigal PM Lomali? Why does it need the word Shayigal PM? Lav Lasuya is coming to include that Hayru Bez and Shechelab Mutav and Eschav Lechelab Bishun Achloi. That is Potter. That means according to the first version. That is, why does it say both things, Shegig and Alpiyim, to tell you that he's exempt from the carbon in that case? So the Gemara says, how do you know to go like the first version? Dilma Shegig Alpiyim with the potter, maybe it's only potter when the only mistake he made was to rely on their words. Alvin is Chalef leChelev b'Shuman. But if he made his own mistake, because he thought it was Shuman and it turned out to be Chelev, v'achla yischayiv. So in that version of the story, we're going according to the first version, where Rava said that he's exempt, and the Gemara asked back to him, how do you know? Maybe you should learn like the second version of what you said. And then the Ika Diamri is the opposite way around again. It's a little bit confusing here with all these Ika Diamris. The second version is that Omar Rava, that when Rava Bar Chama asked the question, Rava actually answered him based on the original second version of Rava that we had. Toshima, Halach Yachid Vasa Shoyeg Al PM. Is my love that Shayig Al Piyam with the potter is only exempt when the mistake that he made was to listen to them. Alvin is Chalef leChelav b'Shuman, but he was mistaken in the identity of what he was actually eating. The Ochle and he ate it, and he's Chayiv. So this is like the second version of Rava, and the Gemara says back to that, Dilma, maybe not so. Maybe Oy Shayig Al Piyam. Maybe it should be like the first version of Rava that either way is exempt. So in the end, Rava, there's two versions of what Rava held. And there's two versions of how Rava tried to answer Rav Bar Chama. At the end of the day, you've got two different versions, and you cannot prove which one is right from any of this. Yeah, either it is included or it's not included. So the Gemara now concludes that it's a plukta that this debate in the two versions of Rava and the question of Rav Bar Chama is actually a machlekes of other Amoraim, as follows. What's the case when Bezdin said Chelev was permitted and this guy went and ate Chelev but he thought it was Shuman, so he made a double mistake? Is the Ochlan he ate it? Rav Amar Potter Reichen Amar Chayev. So in the end, it's a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says he is Potter, like the first version of Rava, and Rabbi Yochanan says he is Chayev, like the second version of Rava. Okay. Meisave, now we'll ask you another contradiction. It says in the Pasuk about the Karban Chatos, if a person does transgresses one of Hashem's nefesh achas ki tsechata, may am ha'aretz. It says when he is one of the people of the nation who will do a sin, ba'asoysa, when it does one of these things which God said not to do. That's the pasuk. May am ha'aretz ba'asoysa. So the Brisa says, prat lemumar. That is excluding someone who is converted out, some of these call it. I don't know what you call him. A meshumad, yeah? He's converted out. He doesn't accept any of the Torah. And he is excluded. He doesn't bring a Korban Chatos. Why not? Because since he doesn't believe in the whole thing anyway, we don't accept him a Korban Chatos. It would have to be somebody who genuinely did by accident, where if he would have known, he wouldn't have done it. This guy, he doesn't give a stuff, so he would have known, he would have done it anyway. So he can't bring a Korban. Rab Shimon ben Yosiyah, Mishum Rab Shimon. And it's sorry, I don't need that pasuk. I got a different pasuk. Harehu Omer, Asher lo yisei asena. It says if he does something which should not be done, bishgago by mistake, by accident, the oshem, and then he's guilty, ayhoida, or he found out that he did it, so then he brings a korban. What does that mean? Hashav mi yediyasei, one who does tshuva when he finds out. What does that mean? He found out that he did it, and he goes, "Oy vey, I did it." Yeah, then he brings the carbon, maybe carbon. I'll show you gosai. He brings the carbon. Loishav mi diyasai, but someone who doesn't care and he wouldn't do tshuva even when he found out he transgressed, and he maybe carbon. I'll show you gosai. He doesn't bring carbon. Okay, so that's which posuk you get that from, but they both agree the same thing, that someone who doesn't care and he wouldn't have stopped himself from doing it if he would have known. That's not called doing it by accident. There's no korban chatos. Now, what about the case where Bezdin told him that it's permitted?
If Bezdin told the halakha is permitted, and butcher started to walk about
yeah.
to your
basement. Yeah.
Somebody who went to the butcher doesn't know about
yeah.
it. He's taking it and
yeah.
This is,
that's the case that we're talking about, no?
Yeah.
yeah. So, the question is, Imisa, if it's all based on, you're trying to tell me that a guy who Bezin said it was mutter, but he thought it was Shuman and it turned out to be Chalev. You want to make him Chayiv? Why? If he would have known that it was Chalev, he would have eaten it anyway. Just like the Mumor. If the Mumor would have known it was Chalev, he would have eaten it anyway because he doesn't give a stuff. So the Sakai also, if he would have known it was Chalev, he would have eaten it anyway because Bezin told him that it was permitted. This guy isn't going to change his mind because he finds out it's chaylev, because he thinks it's permitted. So how can you make him chayev? There's Omar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says Kasava Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayev because kivin dechim isyado lehula beidino. Take it a step further. What do you mean when he finds out he would do tshuva? That means when Bez didn't find out that they were wrong and said, "Hang on, we change our ruling." Hodji Bahu, they changed their mind. Vahu Nami Hadar Bey, and when he found out that it was Chalev, he also changes his mind. Okay, so he has to change his mind, and they have to change their mind. It's just all you need is one more piece of knowledge in there. So Shav Mi Yosa Karina Bey V'chayev. That is called someone who would do tshuva when he finds out. There's only one more step. He has to find out that Bezdin was wrong, and then he has to find out that it was Chalev. So he has to find out two things, but it's still considered that same category, and therefore it's Chayev, says Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rava. Rava says, Moedah Rav She'enim Mashal Rav Tzibur. Rava says that a guy who's in that boat, so the din of the bringing the bull, Karban Chatos, is only when the tzibur, the congregation, does what, according to Beis Din. So what's the congregation? A majority. Let's say it's exactly 50-50, and then you have this other guy who went and thought it was permitted stuff and ate it. So Rav will agree that that guy doesn't join in. My timer. So even though he's exempt, like they are, but he doesn't join in to make a rave tzibur. Why not? Amar Kra Bishgaga. Because it says that the whole tzibur do something Bishgaga by accident. Achiyu Kulan Bishgaga Achas. They all have to be doing the same accident. His accident is different from everybody else's accident. And therefore, he doesn't join on to make up a majority, which would obligate the Bezin to bring the bull. Okay. Now the Mishnah continued. Bencha Asav Asimon, etc. It says whether they did it and he did it with them. Whether they did it and he did it after them. Whether they didn't do it and he did it. So it's very long-winded, all these cases. Like, why don't you just say, okay, if he did it, that's it. So, Lomali le Mishnah Kalhani, why does the Mishnah have to go through all that? So if you look at the first part of the Mishnah, I can say, Bishlam Aresha. The first part of the Mishnah is saying it in a way, Eloizu Avzu Katani. It's a build-up. Not only in this case, but even the next case. What does that mean? Not only if he did it together with them is he exempt, but even if they finished and he did it afterwards, he's also exempt. Not only is he exempt when they did it and he followed, but even if they didn't do it and he just did it himself, he's also exempt. So the Mishnah is building up to the more extreme cases as it goes. Ela Seifa de Lechiyuva, in the Seifa, when we're going to say is Chayiv, which is the guy who knew that they were wrong. So we said he's chayiv. It should have been the other way around. It should have been not only when he did it by himself is he chayiv, but even if he did it together with them, he's also chayiv. It should have, the order of the Mishnah should have been different. So the Gemara says, you're right. And the Sefer, turn the page, will be a zuvin tzarech lomar zuketani. It's one of those where the Mishnah starts off with the least obvious and then goes, oh, but needless to say, if he did it himself, he's chayiv. Needless to say, if he did it after them, and needless to say, even more, if he did it with them, that he's also chayiv. So that is, sorry, the Sefer is, needless to say, that if he did it with them, is he chayiv, and needless to say, if he did it by himself, is he chayiv. So it's you're going from the more, from the less obvious, and then to the more obvious. So it's two constructs in the Mishnah. Okay, Mishnah Gemara continues. Yada Echad Mehen Shato. One of them knew he made a mistake. A Talmud Roi Lo Ra. Is Tarti Lomali. Why does he have to mention Echad Mehem? A Talmud Roi Lo Ra. What's these two things? Is Omar Rava. So Rava said Itzrich. In these both expressions, Osolka Daita Chamina. You would have thought which type of a person is considered that he knows the best is wrong, that he's such a big guy that he knows they're wrong. And Hanimili Gomir Visovir. He's someone who both learned, so he knows all the traditional teachings from his teachers, and he's also smart enough to make his own svara, to work things out for himself. Aval Gomir Veloy Sovir, but even if he learned stuff, but he hasn't got to that level where he can work things out himself, he wouldn't be considered on that standard, an Indra has to be considered a normal person. A lawyer, I would say not. So therefore it needs to say both. There's Amalei Abaya, so Abaya says no, Hayra is enough for both. Hayra means Gomer Besara Mashma. He has to have... So why does it say both expressions? To tell you that even if he only learned but doesn't have a logical brain, he's also one of these. So Rabbi says that's not right, because to say that he's, if you say he's Roy Elohei Roy, that means he must have both. He must both have the traditions and also have the skills of working it out. So he says to Rava, how can you say that's the Pshat? He's on my lay. So Rava says back to him, I know how to come in. What I meant to say is as follows. If it would have said only Hira, Hava Mina Hani Mili Gomav Sovar, I would have thought he needs to have both. Ava Gomav Aloy Sovar Loy, but if he learned the traditions but doesn't have the logic, I would say he's not included in this exemption, this exclusion for the person who knew that they were wrong. It's Tana Ra'i Lahira. Mimishni Yaseri, you need both expressions, Talmud and Ra'i Lahira, to tell me I feel this Gomav Aloy Sovar and Sovar Loy Gomer. Even one or the other is enough. He either is very smart and can work things out, or he knows all the traditions by heart, but he's not so smart. Either way, that's enough to say to him, hang on, you knew, you can't say you were relying on them because you knew they were wrong. Okay, then the Gemara asks, Roy Lahira, let's give some examples. Name names. Give me somebody who was considered Roy Lahira, Kikoin Man, like who? Amar Rava Gan Shimon Ben Nazar and Shimon Ben Zoma. These were young fellows, they never got smicha because they didn't live long enough. But they were fitting to be teachers and just never got to that point. So that's a Talmud of Roy Lahira. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya asked the question, 1 second. If a guy knows they're wrong, it's Gihai Gavna Mezidhu. That means he's doing it on purpose. He knows they're wrong and he's doing it anyway. That's not Shogeg altogether. So what's he bringing Korban Chatas for? So the Gemara says back to Abaya, Rabbi said back to Abaya, Tamecha, according to that, Hada Tanya Basaisa Achas. This is what we said before. We brought the Pasuk, Basaisa Achas, when he does one of these things. Yochid O'Isimipi Asma Chayiv. That an individual who does, based on his own understanding, he has to bring a Korban Chatas. By Raz Bezdin is Potter. And if he does it because Bezdin taught him, he's exempt. Ketzad, how does that work? Hayru Bezdin Shechel of Mutter. Bezdin taught that it was permitted. V'noida le'echel mehen shato. And one of them knew that they were wrong. Oy Talmud, Yesh Difneim Aroy Le'ra. Or a student who wasn't part of the Sanhedrin, but he was one of those who sit in front of the Sanhedrin. And he was fitting to be on the Sanhedrin when there's a vacancy. And he knew they were wrong. Kegoin Shimon Ben Azai. For example, someone like Shimon ben Azai, so he's on that stature of Shimon ben Azai, is Yochel Yehei Potter. So you might think even he is considered just one of the mob and is exempt because he relied on Bezdin. Talmud Lomar Basoisa Achas, it's got to be an individual who goes and does based on Bezdin. Yochel Ha'isal Piatzma is Chayiv, but an individual who does when he knows better is Chayiv. If he does it by Raz Bezdin, is Potter. So what do you mean? If he knows better, if he knows, but don't blame me, Rava, for this din. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if there's one individual who knows better, he's chayiv. So your problem is, how come he's chayiv when it should be mezid? So how would you find it, Rava? So Rava just says to Abai, your question is not on me. Your question is on the Mishnah, yeah, because the Mishnah says that he's chayiv. So how does it? How is it? Going to Yoda the Asa, because yeah, he knew they were wrong. So in the actual halacha, he wasn't shogeg. But for Kota, he still was shogeg in that he thought mitzvah lishmer divrei chachamim. He thought that because Bezdin paskin, then even though they're wrong, that becomes the halacha. Yeah? So he knew that, so therefore when he did it, he was shogeg. Because he thought that he should do it based on their teaching. But the truth is that since he knew they were wrong, he shouldn't have done it. But that was a mistake, so that's called shogeg. Says Rava Ladidin Nami, and I also, when I was talking about it, I also meant the same thing. The Torah mitzvah shmei divrei chachamim. The mistake was when they thought that you're supposed to listen to the rabbis even when they got it wrong. Okay, Zera Klal Atela v'Atzmechayiv. You're going. We should stop at 8:30.
Yeah.
We'll stop. We'll try to catch up tomorrow.